Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Under the heading, Chalk One Up for the Good Guys, parents in Montana scored a victory last week when the Montana Department of Health and Human Services and the Montana Department of Justice issued a joint advisory saying that in their opinion, abortion providers in Montana must notify parents before performing an abortion on a minor. The issue is the latest salvo in the 10-year-old battle that began in 2012 when voters by a 70% margin passed Legislative Referendum 120, a ballot measure that forced abortion providers to notify at least one parent 48 hours before performing an abortion on a girl under 16 years of age. After hearing that abortion providers in other states with similar laws were coaching girls to send the notifications to a fictitious address, the legislature came back in 2013 and changed the wording from parental notification to parental consent and added very strict documentation and notary requirements. For Planned Parenthood, it was a bridge too far, and they filed suit to block the law. The court granted an injunction, and the case began a very circuitous path through the Montana court system. In what was either gross negligence or intentional malfeasance by liberal judges, the case was tossed like a political football to every judge in the Helena District Court. They then dropped back and threw a long pass when they sent the case clear over to the Missoula District Court. It was there that the case languished in Judge Townsend's courtroom for 3 years until she retired. Then the case was sent to another Missoula judge where it sat fully briefed for another 2 years. At this point, rumors began circulating that the only explanation was that these liberal judges were trying to run out the clock on Attorney General Tim Fox in the hopes that he would be replaced by a Democrat Attorney General in the 2020 election cycle, who would then quietly drop the case. Alas, it was not meant to be. Voters elected Austin Knutson, the former Speaker of the Montana House of Representatives. Knutson, a staunch pro-life conservative, immediately surrounded himself with a talented team of highly intelligent pro-life attorneys and went to work. This advisory opinion is just the latest in a string of aggressive moves meant to uphold the wishes of the legislature and the voters on the issue of abortion. The court, seeing the handwriting on the wall, recently sent the parental notification case back to Helena, where it was assigned to Judge Abbott. In the meantime, we hope the advisory opinion will get the court's attention, especially since the Attorney General said that he would begin enforcing fines against violators. In his opinion, only the consent portion of the law was enjoined. The notification portion remains in effect. This case reminds us of the important role played by judges across the state. Impartial judges are a blessing. Activist judges are a curse. All the more reason to pay careful attention to the judges we elect when we go to the polls in November. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.